KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Daniel McCabe, the Legacy Church and Legacy Academy, is wearing a basketball shirt, ladies and gentlemen, so I know he is absolutely
get on Jim's
pumped.
Good side.
That's right. How are you, Daniel?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing? It's good to be here.
What's going on at Legacy?
I appreciate you having us. Yeah, well, like you said, we do have a golf tournament coming up. It's actually almost full, so if you're interested, if anyone's interested, they probably don't want to wait too long to get signed up.
Okay,
but yeah, things are going good.
I'm going to offer a challenge. Going to offer this to some church people out there. I want you guys to put together a foursome of your church staff and go play the Legacy guys.
There you go.
Let's get a little rivalry going. Let's get the traveling trophy going. We'll raise some money for Legacy Academy in the meantime.
That sounds good.
The Razorbacks.
Silverbacks.
That's a type of gorilla.
A gorilla, yep. That's
Silverbacks.
The big dog gorilla, the gorilla that's in charge.
Well, tell us about Legacy Academy because
this is actually the nice thing about our school is this is the first year that we've had a senior class. Mm-hmm. We opened up in 2005, but when we did that, we were pre-K-4 through eighth grade and we stayed that way for years and years and years. So then, 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago, we started our high school and have added a grade each year since. So this is our first year ever with a senior class. So we're excited for that and excited for the classes to come.
Now, I'm embarrassed to do this, but every time I go to a school, I always notice the gym first. Beautiful gym.
Yeah, we got a nice gym.
We're
blessed with that. Absolutely.
Nice bleachers.
Yep, nice bleachers.
There must have been a really smart guy that helped put that all together. I'm teasing you. So the facility, you guys took over from another school and really
did. We did. And then we've done some remodeling, put in a wood floor for that basketball floor.
Add additional classrooms upstairs. I mean, it is really a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. We appreciate that.
And are you back to action in terms of some athletics?
So we are, but those are all, since last year we actually joined for high school the NMAA, so we just follow those guidelines. So the sports that we actually have that are going on now that the NMAA is allowing is volleyball and cross country. Mm. So those are the things going. The kids aren't able to do full on practices just yet. It's more like what's called like their summer restrictions. So they can do some things, group up in pods, do some of that. But yeah, those are the ones that are back in action right now.
And you are doing in-person learning right now, right?
We are doing in-person learning. Yes. Our campus, both of our school sites are K-4 through fifth grade elementary campus, and our middle and high school campus are both in-person learning.
Now, you've had to learn a lot about this COVID thing, Daniel. Once you got the church opened again, you have so many thousands of people that attend your church. You probably have all this cleaning and disinfecting and all that stuff down to a science.
We do. We had always kept things clean before, but definitely there are some different products that the EPA basically says, hey, this works. So go out and buy some extra machines and some extra cleaning equipment and electrostatic and all those different things to make sure things are kept clean for whether it's on the school side or the church side. Definitely the cleaning's going on. In between services, even on a Sunday, every nursery room gets steamed and all those toys that got used get put away and new toys come out. So people have to be a little bit more patient. They got to wait a little bit longer before they can check kids in. But that gives us an opportunity to clean those classrooms in between every class.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. You guys are hustling. I've always said in athletics that if I could just get somebody to play hard, I appreciate it. I don't care if they made 1,000 mistakes as long as they were going 100 miles an hour.
Two of my girls, they've played basketball, and hopefully we'll actually have a girls' basketball team back this year. We didn't have that last year for the first time. But the two things I always told my girls that were playing sports were they could only control two things, their attitude and their effort. They couldn't control the other. Really, they couldn't control their teammates. They could try and motivate them, but they couldn't control them. They can't control the other team. You definitely can't control those refs, right? But you can control your own attitude and your own effort. So that's what I was always telling my girls. You can control your attitude and your effort and get out there and play hard.
That's really true. That's really true. Daniel, let's go back to the golf tournament.
Yes, sir.
Because we want to remind people throughout this segment here with you, the golf tournament is this next weekend.
Yes.
It's
actually on Monday. It's a week from Monday. Yep.
Okay.
A week from now. It's October 5th at the Canyon Club Golf Course. So that's in the Four Hills area. If they want to sign up, they can go to our website, legacychurch.com/golf tournament. And they actually pick their time to to start, because it's not a normal shotgun start like you would normally do for a fundraiser golf tournament.
Not just everybody's allowed to gather one area.
No gathering, and even though you're spread out on the course, they figured starting off all together is a gathering. So the golf course doesn't allow that, but it does give people the opportunity to pick their time. So they can jump on there with their foursome, pick their times, and go from there and get signed up.
And what a good time. It's so nice and cool today. What do we got? 69 today?
Right, yeah.
That's today's down from 90.
A little chilly
yesterday.
This morning, but and the rest of the week seems like it's going to be perfect. So hopefully that bleeds into Monday.
Tell us what's different. We just had Ali Anenga. She's a candidate for the New Mexico legislature, and she's an educator, professional educator. She, has a master's degree, and she has some ideas. The reason that she's running for office is she wants to do something about education and parental rights, and she wants parents to get back in control of their kids and not have the school district in charge.
Right.
So what's different about the Legacy Academy? I know you have some things on your website you call the Triangle of Learning, which I suspect has something to do with parents.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. The two parents are definitely part of that triangle without a doubt. I mean, we definitely want an effective, supportive relationship between the school and then absolutely with parents as well. So we know the importance of that. We're going to have that teacher, that student, that parent to be effective. Everyone's got to be involved. I mean, the school can do everything they want, but if the child's not into it, just like you said, they're going to struggle. If the parents don't really care, then there's going to be some struggling. So we do definitely want that. We want some parent involvement to bring parents in. When that partnership happens, wow. I mean, you see it all over the place, and really in everything. When parents get involved, their child is able to reach, a different level, a higher potential. So, of course, at our school, we're going to bring in the biblical worldview without a doubt. Kids are going to have Bible. That's going to be part of their curriculum. They're going to have that all 4 years in high school. They're going to do that, which is pretty normal for a Christian / religious school that they're going to have.
By the way, allowed by public schools.
Right. And definitely they're going to be prayed for, and they're going to pray, and they're going to learn how to pray. Our seniors actually today, they're at Steelbridge serving the community and working. Last week they were at Expect a Miracle doing some things over there. So one of the things that we believe in, that we want, is we want our kids to develop a lifetime habit of self-sacrifice. That's one of the tenets at our school. And so that senior class, they're putting it into action. That's part of what they're doing with their Bible class. They're serving, whether it's Expect a Miracle last week, Steelbridge this week, to help and be a blessing to the community. So we definitely believe in that. And then as a Christian school, there's different philosophies in that, but we've decided we're going to be, and it's just more of an internal term, but we're going to be what we call a discipleship school, meaning you're going to have to go to church somewhere to attend our school. Church verification, all those things. You can't just come to our school because you want to, or you think it's a good idea, or because a kid got in trouble somewhere else. I mean, we believe in, of course, redemption and hoping kids can turn things around. But for us to have that triangle, to have that effectiveness, it doesn't work if parents don't go to church and they're not professing believers. Then it just doesn't work for the other kids. And so we've decided, hey, that's what we're going to do, that we're going to make sure that people are doing what they say to the most that we can verify, but that people are going to at home live the way they're expecting their kids to live at school.
Daniel, there's a lot of people that have children that aren't great parents. You have some stuff for them at Legacy Church.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's an advantage. We have all sorts of different classes and courses to help people. And we've seen amazing stories. I mean, you've talked to Pastor Pedro in here before from Expect a Miracle. I mean, he has someone that came up within his program, married. They have kids at the school. This family that I'm talking about that went through Expect a Miracle. They turned their completely turned their life around, and now their kids are growing up in a completely different way than how they grew up, how those parents grew up, and they're teaching their kids completely different. They're teaching them, they're growing up with that biblical foundation and biblical worldview.
Is it hard for some people to humble themselves, to think that, man, we might be able to learn something from someone else?
Well, let's be honest, probably sometimes it's hard for me to humble myself. So I'm sure it's hard for, it's difficult for parents. Sometimes parents, they don't think their kids can do any wrong. So sometimes it is difficult to humble themselves and to be willing to come in and say, I can learn from whatever facet it might be, or I might be able to learn from this other parent that came from a completely different background than I did. Their life's completely changed, but their background was completely different than mine. but I can still learn from them. My kid and their kid, they can grow up in school together and have a great relationship, and they can see what God can do for them with their gifts and abilities that God's given them.
I learned something about you today, that, and I've known you now for close to a year, and I didn't know you had five kids. You have five girls.
Girls.
Anybody that tells me, I have three girls and two boys. Anybody that tells me that girls are easier than guys, they have no idea what they're talking about. Yeah, and the reason is because girls are mean to each other, girls, especially when they're young.
Girls can be, those mid-school girls, those can be some tough classrooms to work through at the school, without a doubt. You got to watch those mid-school girls.
I'm thinking as we're talking, though, you mentioned something interesting about being a discipleship school and having these young students go out to expect a miracle and steel bridge. I'm thinking about Paul's letter to Timothy, and he was about to go pastor in Ephesus, where they used to make idols.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was a very young man. I'm not sure we know exactly how old, but he probably wasn't more than about 21 years old.
Yeah,
so he had a perception of himself that maybe he would be, I think Paul used the word despising his youth.
Right.
Kind of thinking, I'm not up to this task. But I know this about you guys. Legacy is raising people up very young.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't, whether it's on the church side or the school side, we definitely believe in the next generation and want to see God use them. And so we're going to help them, train them up, try and cultivate the gifts and abilities that God's given them. Whether, you know, and we're definitely hoping on the church side they begin to serve and begin to get involved and help others at a young age. Of course, at the school, that we're trying to figure out and help them get involved in other activities, not just attend the school, but whether it's a fine art, whether all the different music classes and instruments that we have, trying to help them cultivate the gifts and abilities. And we see, the nice thing is we're seeing now young people that learned how to play guitar, some of these different drums. Now they're actually playing in our church services because God was able to help them when they were at the school, find that ability and gift inside of them. That's beginning, you know, they've used that gift. They didn't just put it to the side, but they used it, that biblical principle, using the gift that God's given them. And now they're up using it still as young adults in front of everybody. So
I absolutely love it. We are visiting this afternoon with Daniel McCabe. He's an assistant pastor at Legacy Church. And of course, Legacy Academy is overseen by the church and that administration. We're going to come back and talk about some things that Pastor Steve might be talking about from the pulpit when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
McCabe wears a jersey into the studio today. Legacy Academy basketball, the Silverbacks. You knew that as soon as you put up those baskets in that gym, the Holy Spirit would be there.
Yeah, I knew that. I figured you'd love that and appreciate that.
I'm just teasing. I love basketball. I loved playing it. I loved being part of it. You've got just a tremendous facility program. You've got resources. Any need for teachers now? Are you guys?
We do have some needs for teachers, actually, and partly because just with everything going on, we've opened up. We've got a couple classes on waiting list, so we do. If anyone's interested in teaching, we would love to talk to them, actually.
And how do they get in touch with you about
that? So they can do the same way with our website, legacychurch.com, or they can call us, 831-0961, talk to our HR department. But the easiest way is legacychurch.com, because on there's some job openings and they could go check that out. We would definitely be interested in that from a teacher perspective.
And there are there's going to be a fundraiser. It's for the Legacy Academy. It's the Legacy Academy Golf Tournament. It is a week from today.
Yes, sir.
Up at the Canyon Club, which is, most of us old people know this as Four Hills Country Club. Beautiful facility. That was taken over some years ago, and it's really nice. The course is just spectacular.
Yeah, I was out there last year for the tournament. You're right. It is very nice.
My problem is, Daniel, when I hit a golf ball, it never lands in the green part. It's always like
finds that brown stuff.
It's always off in the bushes. Yeah,
yeah, I totally understand that. You know, the nice thing is with this, normally you can't just go and get on this course, I don't think, with that country club access. So in something like this, hey, if you ever wanted to play, here's your opportunity. You can go to our website, legacychurch.com/golf/tournament. I'm sorry, dash tournament. But really, we only have three team spots left. And again, so hopefully whatever those three team slots are, one of those times will work for you, because it's not a shotgun start. You pick your times throughout the day. to get started this time. So, but we'd love to have you out. As Jim said, it is a fundraiser for the school. Helps us. We specifically, most of the, for the most part, use this fundraiser for our technology. Technology is always growing and changing and moving. And so we're just able to use this, these funds every year to increase that technology for the kids.
Don't want to in any way diminish those who have been lost through this COVID-19, especially on the nations. It's just been devastating to a lot of communities in New Mexico. But at the same time, there has been a silver lining, and one of those is technology.
Right.
I mean, I know on Facebook, I get to see Pastor Smotherman live. I get to see Pastor Heitzik live. I get to see Jason Dickinson over at Harvest Live. I mean, I'm just really blessed by the number of people now that you can just automatically access. Is there a technology component to Legacy Academy?
So we do have an online portion, but that's, and that's actually closed now to make sure that they were handling that and get those kids in there properly. But there's just all the technology just to keep up in the classroom so the kids can have computers in the classrooms, iPads in the classrooms to learn, just all the different ways to learn. So there's definitely that technology component. When it comes to churches, you know, it's an advantage sometimes when the church or as believers, we see a challenge and we have to be creative. So that's great. Churches that have decided to get creative, or maybe they already were doing things online, but I think all of us have stepped it up a bit, figured out better ways to do that, more productive ways, ways to really get people to engage. Because it's not just about sending the message out. It's hopefully also getting people to engage back with us. Maybe people that would never have set foot in a church, but maybe they will now or in the weeks or months to come, maybe even 6 months from now, but they've heard about something, they've gotten engaged from a 30-second clip or a 3-minute clip, then they've jumped to see the full message or the full service. So it has been an advantage to get churches to get a little bit better, a little bit more creative, and really try and use this to go after the hurting and the lost.
How can a high school student go to Steel Bridge and bless somebody that's been homeless and having substance abuse problems?
Yeah, well, that's probably a pretty long answer because there's so many different things. So they're helping out on two phases. One, to help the residents that are there, but then also Steel Bridge has that resource center down on 2nd Street, 2nd mm-hmm. and the freeway. Mm-hmm. 2021 2nd Street. So that's right. I mean, that bridge is right there and that park's across the way. And there's people that haven't decided to go into a home yet that need resources. And so that's where they were today, is being down there at that resource center to help people that are in need at the moment. And hopefully through that, those people will say, man, I want to change my life and I can check myself and I can get involved in the residency program of Steel Bridge, which is down further on 2nd and Cole. But this other building where they were at specifically today was trying to get people and help people that are right now they don't have a place to stay in the midst of homelessness.
Almost every time I've listened to Pastor Steve Smotherman, and I know it's a tenet of Legacy, and that is to live generously.
Yes, sir.
But a lot of times I don't think we know who needs help.
Right.
Because we somehow turn a blind eye or we're not opening our eyes. What have you learned?
I think even through this with COVID, we've learned a couple different things. We've started a few other outreach events, and especially when it comes to feeding people and helping people. So now our phones ring in from parts all over the state where people are just hurting and in need. An area down in the South Valley, Potito area, where they don't even have water, running water and electricity, trying to get involved in that. So it's actually allowed us to kind of look into some other areas where we've consistently giving away money, giving it. And what we really believe in is not, we don't have to go personally start a ministry every time. We're saying, hey, this group, whether it's a Christian ministry or maybe an organization like Make-A-Wish or Operation Smile that's doing some amazing things, Special Olympics, that we'll say, hey, we can jump alongside you. We can help you do what you do well, with no strings attached, and hopefully they'll know that God loves them when they know, hey, this Make-A-Wish was sponsored by this group of believers. All these operations for Operation Smile or this event for Special Olympics is helped by a group of believers, that they'll realize, wow, there's no strings attached. I didn't have to go to a service. I didn't have to listen to anybody to receive this gift. God really does love me, and I wondered about that. So we've definitely seen results from that. as well. So we don't necessarily have to start a ministry every time. We do that sometimes, but we're just like Feed New Mexico Kids. We can get involved and help kids. I think we've done like close to, since COVID started, Legacy has done over like 12,000 packs, lunch packs for.
Yeah, and Daniel, you guys are having to deliver those kids and do all kinds of stuff now.
Yeah, exactly. And our team has done an amazing job, made all those adjustments to make
Dustin's holding up okay?
Yes, yeah, he is.
Dustin King kind of oversees ministry. What a great job he's doing. So now I've got to ask you, because we are in the season of voting.
Yes. You can still register. Yeah. You're running out of time, but you can still register. So I would encourage you, get registered to vote. If you're not registered, if you need to do something, register to vote. We've had drives literally going on for, I don't know if it's been four, it's been at least 3 weeks, and we'll continue for the next week to get people to register to vote at every single one of our services. We truly believe in that people need, we need to get believers out to vote.
Pastor Steve doesn't pull any punches about that, does he?
No, sir. We definitely want people to vote.
How important is it? Does my vote count?
I think when we look at history, we can see that without a doubt, our vote matters. We can think, oh, I'm just one person or whatever the case, but our vote matters. And even having conversations with people, those things matter so that we can see things get turned around. I mean, that's all it took before to get things in a sense where they are in our state, in our country. So yes, absolutely. Your vote, my vote, person listening in the car, at work, their vote matters, and they need to get ready. If they're not registered, they need to get registered. And if they are registered, then they need to make plans. Or they're going to early vote the day of, however they want to get that taken care of. If they want to do the absentee, however they want to do it, whatever they're comfortable with, they need to make sure that they have a plan to vote.
I've been here long enough to remember when we had precincts where you had to go to one specific place,
exactly,
stand in line for an hour, this kind of stuff. But in the last 3 or 4 years, that hasn't been the case.
Right.
Somebody really smart came up with, gee, we're all on the computer, so you can pretty much go to any polling place, and we need to all get out there. It doesn't take 5 minutes.
Right.
I haven't stood in line for years, and it's really simple.
Early voting makes it nicer. It kind of spreads everything out. So if you're willing to do that, or it's something you like to do, then that makes it a nice option. And just like you said, then you don't have to, you don't have to look up your precinct, because sometimes those precincts would move, whether it was a general election or a primary, or depending on how big the election was, those precincts would shrink and expand. You don't have to do that anymore. You can just find a voting location, show up, give them your information, and go from there.
So, Daniel, I'm going to ask you to give a real challenge to our listeners, and it's kind of based on a meeting that I attended. It was a luncheon with Congressman Steve Pierce at Legacy Church. And Steve Pierce mentioned, and he's done this on our program too, he said that only 50% of people that are Christians are registered to vote.
Right.
And only half of those actually vote in elections. That's what the data of the last few elections shows. We have got to change that.
And if we will change that, we can see massive change, especially locally in our state, if Christians will go. Because what he said is, Ted Cruz's father, also what he talked about was that those Christians, when they do vote, they usually end up voting in a way that has a dramatic impact and changes things from a moral perspective, from a biblical worldview. So in a sense, he was saying they'll vote the right way. So if we'll vote, if we're registered, then if we'll just go out there and vote, and we can truly change our state and see good things happen for our state and our country.
How's your golf game?
Oh, I only play once a year, and that's in that scramble format.
Daniel McCabe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Jim. We appreciate you, sir.
Good to see you, man.
Presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.